You know, I got to tell you, of all the things that I do here at KDK Odyssey, I love these weekend shows. They're so informative. They give people information that they can use in real time. And being that the leaves are falling, you can get a clear look now as far as what that tree needs. Well, we've got the guy here today, Carlos McClintock, born and raised in this great city. And of course, Greater Pittsburgh Tree Service. We're going to be talking about oak pruning season, when to trim, how to trim, also the cost of trimming. Plus, I've got a few of my own questions that I want to bring up as well that have been intriguing my mind this time of year because of some of the trees in my backyard. But listen, this is what we're going to do for you. If you have any tree questions right now and you need some answers in real time, we've got the expert. You need to give us a call. 866-391-1020. 866-391-1020. And again, he is Carlos McClintock, Greater Pittsburgh Tree Service. And if you want to get a hold of them, 412-884-TREE, GreaterPittTreeServicePA.com. Carlos, welcome to the weekend lineup. Great to have you here.
Thanks for having me.
Listen, tell the folks a bit about yourself, a little about who, what, when, where, why, and how. Go ahead.
Okay, so yeah, I'm Pittsburgh born and raised. I've always had a Pittsburgh address. Majority of my life, I grew up in Greenfield City neighborhood. And presently, I live out in Overbrook, another city neighborhood. And I just love Pittsburgh. I love what I do. I love the service we provide. I love being out there meeting Pittsburghers and out in the suburbs around Pittsburgh. And I like driving through all these old neighborhoods. And it just really, really intrigues me. And I just love every day what I do.
You know, these arborists and these people that work, these men and women who do what they do every day in your industry, it really is a gift, is it not? And they are artists. They really do incredible things.
Yeah, we get that a lot from the customers. You know, when we pull up with 8 or 10 guys, sometimes 6 or 7 trucks, it's like kind of like I equate it to like a big orchestra. And I'm there conducting everything and getting the guys in place. And then the customers see, you know, the climbers go up in the tree 50, 60, 70 feet, or we pull up with a crane and we're picking a tree apart and lifting it up over their house, setting it down.
You've done that?
Yeah, we do that a lot. Come in and out with all these crew members and equipment. And at the end of the job, usually at the end of the day, you know, they're amazed that it looks like we were never there. And that's kind of our goal, to leave a small footprint on your property and really good cleanup.
You know, not only are trees good curb appeal, but they can also be a major problem legally, too, for people. You know, I talk to many of my lawyer friends, and the old joke is, you know, about the tree. But in reality, you've got to really be smart, especially if you're building a home and you're, you know, you got to get the landscaping done, or you do have a tree issue and insurance and things of that nature. So what you do every day, as much as it's fun and it's interesting and it's beautifying the landscape, it's also very significant, too, is it not?
Yes, we get a lot of calls from neighbors a lot that your tree's growing over your neighbor's tree. That's probably one of our number one calls. And then with a lot of new, like, home construction and areas being cleared, there's a lot of, like, damage done to the surrounding trees that a lot of times they don't take into consideration. You know, if you're putting a new garage in and you're digging out and you're digging into the drip line of the tree, which is damaging the roots, put a nice new garage there, and a year later you got this massive tree that dies that's over it, then it costs you a lot more for us to come out and remove it because we're working over a new garage. Yeah, there's a lot involved in it.
So how did you get interested in this? How did it start for you?
Yep, so I was going to college at Duquesne, and I was started working for a local tree company in my neighborhood, Greenfield.
Right.
And I just really liked it. So another worker and I that worked for this small company started our own business, and it was Greater Pitt Tree Service.
Nice.
And that was 1993, I think.
30 years ago.
Yeah.
You're still doing it all these years later.
Yeah. I got out of it for a little bit, but I've been back in it now since 2008 and kind of grown it into where it's not just a couple guys out there. It's a full-blown company, and we're one of the bigger private companies in this area that you can choose to have your tree work done by.
One of the sticklers that I have, if you have to get rid of a tree, and we've all had to say goodbye, and it can be very painful because these trees, many of them are planted for a significant reason. You know, you have the birth of your daughter. My dad planted a pear tree years ago, and every time I drive by that homestead, I look at that pear tree and I think of my dad doing that for my sister. But should you leave the trunk, or if you can afford it and you can remove it, what's the best practice when it comes to that?
Just all matters what your objective is and what you're going to do with that area after we remove the tree. you know, a lot of the trees that we remove that are maybe in the front yard in a grass area will also grind that stump out, where they can then come in and put topsoil and grow grass in that area, or plant a new tree, depending on what type of tree it is and what type of root system it is. We kind of recommend to maybe go off center a little bit from where that existing tree was. It's funny you say about the pear tree.
Yeah, man, it's a big deal.
We got a lot of Pittsburghers like, that was my Christmas tree 30 years ago. My dad went out and put it in the yard, and now it's this massive tree. It's that's very common.
Well, I'll tell you a quick story. So I'm in eighth grade, and we were off from school, snowstorm. My dad happened to be off, I don't know if it was for what, deer season or something.
Yeah.
And he said, we're going to take that tree because it's blocking the end of the driveway, and we'll put it in the house. And my mother's like, Bob, look, I don't think that tree's going to fit in our house. Yeah. So listen, we get this tree down. Carlos, I mean, it was like out of a Christmas story. We're trying to pull this tree through the front door of this little ranch house. Needles are going everywhere. I mean, it's scratching the paint, this and that. And now my dad's bent on proving himself right.
Yeah.
Long story short, it went back and forth to the garage probably half a dozen times. Take a little more off. By the time we got it up, it was basically the top of the tree.
Well, we never admit when we're wrong. That's
no, I get
part,
it.
Main part of being a man.
I get it. Listen, all of our lines are open. Carlos McClintock is here, Greater Pittsburgh Tree Service. You have a question about your tree, give us a call. It's 866-391-1020. And I'm going to continue to tell you throughout the hour how you can get in touch with them, and you can have some of that expertise done for you personally. It's 412-884-TREE, GreaterPittTreeServicePA.com. One thing I have learned through the years, that this is the time to prune. How much more of a window do we have before that window closes?
So the rule of thumb for pruning, not all trees, but a lot of trees we have in our area, especially oaks and elm trees or anything flowering, the rule of thumb is Thanksgiving to St. Patrick's Day.
Okay.
And it can be extended a little bit before or after those dates. Kind of depends on the weather and when the trees are going to start their dormant cycle. When you see the colors changing and the leaves dropping, then it's kind of our indication that it's safe to go in there and start pruning and trimming the trees.
So when do you know your tree has seen better days and it may be on life support? What do you look for?
First visual is a lot of dead branches, more so in the upper canopy. You know, that kind of shows that the tree's not pulling its growth all the way through the trunk and being able to support the top branches. A lot of dead underneath is kind of lack of sunlight maybe penetrating the canopy. So that's kind of more of a normal place to see some dead branches. But once you see the tops kind of dying off or any visual cavities, it's kind of an indicator to have us come out. We have a certified arborist on staff, Troy. He's our ISA certified arborist. He went to University of Dayton. He'll come out, do an assessment of your tree, kind of tell you what's going on with it, give you some options on what to do. And then ultimately, if it comes down to where it's a removal, then that's kind of the path we take on it.
All right, last thing before the break, and then we're going to come back. We've got some, we got every single line on hold. We're going to get to those questions in a moment. Fact or fiction, volcano mulch around a tree can hurt a tree?
I don't agree with the volcano mulch. It's damaging to a lot of the roots around it. It kind of depletes the tree of a lot of the water source it gets when it rains. It's a bad practice, but everybody has their objective. You know, you have the landscapers that sell and install the mulch. So I think it's something you can do more in moderation and kind of research it. I always recommend, instead of like the mulch around a mature tree, kind of maybe do like a decorative river rock or some kind of rock that more or less filters the water through, where you're not depriving the tree of the water from the rain.
All right, Carlos is going to answer all your questions when we come back. We've got Ron and Amber, George and Clareton, Marcy and Hopewell, and Cynthia and Butler. Again, you can get a hold of them at 412-884-TREE. GreaterPittTreeServicePA.com. He is Carlos McClintock. It's your Pratt Pack. It is a Sunday morning on KDKA. All right, I got to pick your brain one more time. Carlos McClintock is here, Greater Pittsburgh Tree Service. What's your favorite Christmas tree? Blue spruce, Scotch pine, favorite?
I like the Douglas fir.
That's a good one.
Yeah, high end.
Tinsel always look better on a Scotch, though, I think.
We used to sell Christmas trees a lot on down at our lot on Route 51. I miss doing it, actually.
Yeah, that's still a cool thing, man. Yeah. Get a live Christmas tree. All right, let's go to, I never could figure that out. They say live when you've cut it down, but I guess it's still.
Well, when you put it in the, you know, the Christmas stand and you're watering it, that water goes quick. So it's still pulling growth and water through where that cut is at the bottom of the trunk.
You just answered a question that I've often pondered, so thank you. I
no
appreciate that.
That's what I'm here for.
All right, here's Ron in Ambridge for Carlos McClintock, Greater Pittsburgh Tree Service. How can we help you today, Ron? Good morning.
Well, there's a tree, and it's a blue spruce. It's about as tall as a telephone pole. About halfway through its life, it's still living. It made red berries. What are those red berries for?
Not quite sure on that. It could be something that's kind of that blue spruce might be hosting something else to kind of grow off of it. I'd have to come out and look at it and see the surrounding areas. But typically, that's not something that a blue spruce would produce.
All right. Thank you for the call. That's the first time I've ever heard of that. Let's go to George in Clairton. Hey, George, welcome to KDKA.
Morning, gentlemen. How we doing? I'll tell you what, speaking of big spruces, I had about six or eight around my property at one point, and they all started dying. Was there a blight that hit them about maybe, I don't know, 12, 15 years ago?
Great question. Yes, there is an airborne fungus attacking that species of spruce trees. It's kind of like a needle cast. The indicators are the tree starts browning up, usually from the bottom and continuing up through the tree. They get really brittle, and if you don't remove them, usually a good gust of wind ends up knocking the tops off, and the rest isn't far away. And it was something, exactly. It was something actually you couldn't do anything to prevent. We couldn't come out and treat it or spray it to prevent that from happening. Mother Nature.
I was lucky the city took care of it. I would have been bankrupt with that many big trees, and they were hitting the ground from time to time. Another question I have, what do they call them? Acer rubrum, the red maples. And there's two types that I know of. One's more lacy and small decorative, like in a Japanese oriental garden. And the other one, it's doing fine, but about 3 years ago, it seemed like it had a blight. But it shook it. I thought it had COVID in 2020.
You never know. I mean, very possible. But were the leaves kind of looking like they were burnt maybe by like a magnifying glass?
Yeah, and crinkly. Yes, they were.
Yeah, maples are actually more or less the most resilient tree. So sometimes they have something like that attacking them. And if it doesn't infest a tree, they're able to kind of take care of it on their own. Or we could come out and actually treat or spray for that as well.
Yeah, it's doing good now. I used to spray years ago for the gypsy moths, out in Long Island, New York. That was an interesting job, hard job.
All right, George, thank you for the call. Let's keep it going. Any tree questions you have, he is here until 10 o'clock. He is Carlos McClintock. He's from Greater Pittsburgh Tree Service, 866-391-1020. Here's Marcy up next on KDK. Hi, Marce.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
My question is, I have a huge buckeye tree that I call my garbage tree because you can't eat them, and it produces all over the place, and the shell is spikes. And you can't walk through the yard, and then there's nuts everywhere. So I'm managing the low-lying branches, and Duquesne Light takes care of the other ones along the line. But is there any way to stop a tree from producing? Because I do love the shade, but the nuts totally take over.
I'd have to look into that, but it sounds like something that if you're looking to alter the tree's natural, you know, purpose or what it produces, I'm not sure that would be a good idea. I would also be kind of leery and aware of what Duquesne Light is trimming back, how far and what time of year. It sounds like it's a very mature tree, so you kind of want to be careful on you know, when it's being cut into and how much.
Okay, what do you mean by that? What do I have to look out for?
So Duquesne Light will come out and clear at least 15 feet of airspace from their uninsulated energized lines. Okay, so in the process of doing that, you know, there are cases where sometimes they may go a little heavy and it might not be beneficial to the tree. You know, the aesthetics are kind of a foregone conclusion when they're clearing the airspace of the energized lines. So I would just be involved and be aware of when they're doing it and be a part of it. You'd be better served for the end result.
Okay, but there's nothing that you can do to stop the production of the nuts. Buckeye.
Yeah, I would have to research that. I got to be honest, I'm not sure about that question. But you could call in. We could get Troy, our ISA certified arborist out there. If he doesn't know, he will research it. And if there is something we can do, we'd be happy to perform that for you.
That would be great, because even when they fall, it seems to have been really heavy this year, and it turns the yard into like a forest bed. You know, and yeah, that would be great. I'll give you guys a call.
Okay, great. Look forward to it.
How far do you guys travel?
Our rule of thumb is anywhere like an hour from downtown Pittsburgh. So all of Allegheny County, tips of the surrounding counties. The other day we went as far as Conneaut, but it was for a preferred customer that owns a lake house up there. That's an extreme case of how far north we'll go. We'll usually go up around Zeelanopolis, Evan City, the east, maybe out towards like Greensburg and Jeanette, the south, Washington, PA, and the west, pretty much to the Ohio border.
Okay. Carlos McClintock is here, Greater Pittsburgh Tree Service. You can reach them at 412-884-TREE, GreaterPittTreeServicePA.com, and you can get all of your questions answered on this Sunday morning right now at 866-391-1020. Next stop is Butler. Here's Cynthia. She's on KDKA. Hi, Cynthia. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. I was wondering if you could answer a question. I had my four maples. My mom called it topping the tree. I was just hoping to not have to rake as many leaves, but two of my maples survived. Mm-hmm. The two others got like a wilting look on the leaves and then just died. The one tree, half of it lived and then the other half died. What causes that, like, wilting effect, and then, you know, the tree just dies?
Mm-hmm. So as far as topping, that's like, if it was a four-letter word in our industry, that would be one. But it's a very bad practice to reduce the tree any more than 20 to 25% of the current height. So when we reduce a tree, we consider it more of a crown reduction. Topping is kind of when someone comes in and brings it down to the designated height the homeowner might want it to be and kind of bypass what might be proper pruning techniques involved with trimming that type of species. The good thing is, you know, a lot of times people got lucky because maples, especially silver maples, are very resilient. So you'll drive around town and see like these massive trees that look like they were just whacked in half and still kind of surviving. But as far as why some lived and some didn't, you know, I would have to come out and look at that and see if the cuts were made on proper angles, how far it was brought down. There's a lot of factors to kind of come up with that analysis.
Okay. Do you come as far as Butler?
I do.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much. This is a great service. And I'll give you a call and have you come out.
Would be happy to come out. Thanks for calling.
So Marty Griffin just sent me a text, said you're a good guy. So everything I thought you were, now I know it's a fact.
It's a curse, but don't get it out there too much.
He's probably looking,
I got a rep to protect.
He's probably looking for you to come over and do a free pruning job for him or something.
Yeah.
Anyway, before we get to a break, let's just talk about when it comes to cost, because everybody wonders, okay, they're going to come over and do a little pruning, a little trimming. Mm-hmm. What are we looking at? Ballpark.
Yeah, so the cost with trimming and pruning, you know, it's a little bit, it can be a little bit pricey because a lot of times the same equipment we're coming out to trim and prune the trees, the same equipment we could come out and remove the tree. So you're paying for the equipment to get there, to get out there. And then when we're trimming and pruning, mostly pruning, we're trying to end up with something aesthetically pleasing, not stress the tree by cutting, you know, branches we shouldn't be. So it's very time consuming for us to come out and do, like, say, full detail on a big oak tree,
right?
Where, you know, not that we would, but we could kind of cut it down quicker sometimes in pruning it. So there's a cost involved for us being out there for that time. So, you know, it definitely varies on how much material you're taking off the tree You know, if you have a limb over your swimming pool or a branch over your new roof, you know, there's a cost involved with that risk that we incur. We're kind of a risk-reward industry. So if I'm taking on that job and not damaging your house or putting a branch in your swimming pool, you know, there's a lot, we have to be really deliberate in that, which adds to the time. So it's kind of all based on where the tree's at, the condition of the tree, how much we're taking off. And then it kind of goes from there.
All right, good stuff. You love what you do, don't you?
I really do. I'm happy to, like, you know, that saying, if you love what you do, you never work a day in your life. And that's kind of how I feel for the last 20 years.
All right, we're going to take a short break. We'll come back. We got more calls in the loop. We'll get to you in a moment. If you have a question for Carlos, give us a call, 866-391-1020. You want to set up an appointment with them, you can do that as well, 412-884-TREE, 412-884-TREE. We'll be back. Carlos McClintock, Greater Pittsburgh Tree Service, with us today, your Pratt Pack, on a Sunday morning at KDKA. Okay, Greater Pitt Tree Service is here. Carlos McClintock. And again, that website is GreaterPittTreeServicePA.com. Greater Pitt Tree Service, GreaterPittTreeServicePA.com. 412-884-TREE is the number to call. Let's go to Leonard. He's got a question for Carlos McClintock. Go ahead, Leonard.
Yeah, how you doing?
Good.
I bought a bunch of probably about a dozen arborvitae. And I have it about an acre and a half. I spread them out throughout there. And it was about 3 years ago. And half of them have not grown at all. A few of them died. Three of them died. And there's about four or five that have grown up to about 6 foot. And I'm wondering what I can do to keep them healthy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that question's good. That's the reason why we don't plant trees, because there's so much involved with why they grow, how they grow. A lot has to do with the soil and where the sunlight hits them and any obstructing trees or structures, why some grow bigger than others. You know, there are some applications we could come out and kind of do some feeding and nutrients in and around the trees. We provide that service now. We can have Troy, our certified arborist, come out and take a look at them. And again, it's something that, you know, if we came out, we could give you a better answer on that. I know a lot of time the deer really like those trees and kind of eat the bottoms off. So that could be a factor. There's a lot of factors involved with that.
Yeah, I put some, I looked up for nourishment, and there was these tubes that you put in around them. And I think this past year I put in most of them, these tubes that you put away from them about a couple feet.
Mm-hmm.
You hammer them in, and they have nourishment in them, I guess, that nourishes them. I put those in. And, well, they seem to, maybe, I can't tell really how good they're doing with that. But, yeah, I just want to keep them healthy. So, yeah, maybe if you guys would want to come out and take a look at it and see what I could do on it and to keep them growing. I mean, I thought they'd grow a lot faster. But, you know, that's where I'm at right now.
Okay, yeah, have us come out. Did you plant them yourself?
He's gone.
Oh, he's gone.
Yeah, he's gone. Okay. Right. Greater Pitt Tree Service. He's Carlos McClintock. Again, if you want to give them a call, 412-884-TREE. It's Greater Pitt Tree Service PA.com. Let's go to Carol Bethel Park up next for Carlos. Hey, Carol, how are you?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have a very large white pine in our backyard, and it's on a slope, and I have been told that you cannot trim white pines. Is that true?
I mean, our saws will go through any branch, so we can trim them, but as long as I've been doing this, my saying I kind of developed is if you have to trim the pine, remove the pine, because a lot of cases it's outgrown its coverage area and becomes more threatening to its surroundings. It becomes what we consider more problematic than beneficial. And in trimming the branches on most pine trees, if you're cutting the tips off, which is where most of the green is, you know, you're just left with like a stick we call it, that has no aesthetic appeal, and then it kind of, the sap bleeds out of it. It can cause dieback, which goes back into the trunk of the tree. So we can remove branches. You know, it's all circumstantial if that's, you know, what the homeowner is looking for. But all in all, on most pine trees that are not meant to be trimmed, we only trim them because of where they're at on the property. We kind of try to talk the customer out of trimming the pine trees.
And a follow up to that, I've seen regular pine trees where they're so top heavy that they actually kind of come out of the ground, you know, the whole thing. Is that something, is the white pine a little more sturdy that maybe not the same as a regular pine tree?
Absolutely not. We see a lot of those blown over in these violent storms we've been having the past 4 to 6 years. We've taken a lot of these trees off of a house that get blown over or can't, the root system can no longer hold it down because it's such a shallow rooted tree. A lot of the ground, we do a lot of work in Bethel Park, and a lot of those hillsides are kind of loose ground. So you have a bad mathematical equation. You have a shallow rooted tree, soft ground, high winds, air comes right onto the house or into your yard.
Okay, Carol. Thank you for the call. And again, Greater Pitt Tree Service, Carlos McClintock is here. That's, don't forget, their website is greaterpitttreeservicepa.com, 412-884-TREE. You have a tree question, you want to call us, 866-391-1020. He's here till 10 o'clock. Here's George in Murraysville on KDK with Carlos. Go ahead, George.
Yeah, Rob. Carlos, I have a redbud tree that's about 15 feet high, and I did some pruning of the lower branches I kept running into when I was mowing. But I noticed that one limb come out, and then it forked. And I noticed that the fork is now split. Can I get those two pieces back together again before the whole thing falls off?
I'm sure there's an old Pittsburgh application for that, you know. I would say, you know, again, it's something we like to kind of come out and look at. But mm-hmm. The way you started the call, you have a nice redbud tree, you know, and you had to cut some branches because of where you were mowing. So a lot of times that's, you know, it's not a good idea to do that, especially on those redbuds. It kind of, they're such a beautiful tree and they're meant to kind of be planted and left alone. So, you know, I'd have to come out and look at the branch it's splitting and determine why it's split and mm-hmm. what's going on with it, and if there's any growth attached to that branch that you might not want to lose if you had to remove the whole branch. But again, we'd be happy to come out and take a look at it for you, George.
Okay, then, Carlos, thanks.
Thank you.
All right. Again, lots of folks wanting to talk to you. So what about the timeline as far as trees, preparing them for winter? What can you do right now?
There's really nothing you could do to prepare them for winter. You know, they're part of nature. They're going to adapt and kind of do what their species is meant to do and how it does it. So
they're resilient.
They're very resilient. I mean, in our area, we're lucky. We get so much sunlight and rain that everything kind of thrives really good on its own. There are a lot of times if there's, you know, something going on with the soil that we could come in and kind of treat for to kind of aid the tree's growth or help it. Or, you know, we can spray for a lot of bugs and things like that that might attack the tree, carpenter ants, things like that, to be more preventative. So, we could come out and kind of help keep the tree as healthy as we can.
We're talking to Carlos McClintock of Greater Pitt Tree Service, greaterpitttreeservicepa.com, 412-884-TREE. What about the lantern fly? Doing any damage?
Yeah, that's it's very interesting to be a part of that. And there's a lot of unknowns. There are a lot of knowns on what you can do. You know, you can spray the trees in the area, but it's not a be-all and end-all. They will come back. They kind of really have an affliction towards the sumac trees, Atlantis trees, which are in the weed family. They're a very smooth bark tree. Nobody really plants them. They start as a weed. We call them Pennsylvania palm trees. And I'm not sure why. They have like a sap that they kind of emit, and the lantern flies really are attracted to that. So they're infesting a lot of those trees, mm-hmm. which we're cutting a lot of those down because they're a crap tree anyways. They're, you know, nobody planted them. Nobody has an attachment to them. Yeah, there's a lot that's going to unfold over the next year or so that's going to kind of determine how we approach it.
All right, good stuff. Let's get another call in here before the break. Lots of calls this morning for Carlos, and of course, he'll be here until 10, and we hope to have him back very soon as well. The number to dial is 866-391-1020. Here's Jim in Lincoln Place. Go ahead, Jim. You're on KDK. What's going on?
Hi, Carlos. How you doing?
Good, Jim. How about yourself?
Good, good. You've done some work for me in the past, and you know, I got some concerns about some Bradford pear trees.
Is this Jim Payloff?
Yes, it is. How are you doing, brother?
I'm good, Jim. Nice to hear from you.
You too, my man. You too. Bradford pears, they seem like they're getting very top-heavy.
Yeah, they're actually a very bad tree to have in your yard. If you research it, the Arboriculture Society is more or less begging people to cut those down. They're kind of spawning like a hybrid tree in hillsides and wooded areas that these trees are pollinating. You know, other than that, though, you know, they are a pretty tree for about 20 minutes out of the year during the spring when you get the white flowers. But if you don't keep them thinned out, where the wind can pass through them, or the tops brought down in a crown reduction where the wind can pass over them, those trees usually end up on the ground.
Thank you. Thank you. I was, very interested in probably getting you back out here soon to see what you could do for them, Carlos.
Yeah, I love a good reason to come to Lincoln Place, so give me a call.
All right, Jim. Thanks for the call. We're going to get to Lynn in just a couple of moments, and it's Greater Pitt Tree Service. He's Carlos McClintock, and their website is GreaterPittTreeServicePA.com, 412-884-TREE, 412-884-TREE. Greater Pitt Tree Service, Carlos McClintock, Rob Pratt, your Pratt Pack, back with one more segment, and time for you to still get in under the wire with a phone call at 866-391-1020. All right, Greater Pitt Tree Service, Carlos McClintock, and we've got lots of folks that want to talk to you. But should people, if they want to get some work done, obviously your calendar is filling up, they should kind of make that call sooner than later, right?
Yeah, this time of year, we're actually starting to schedule our oak tree prunes, which the salesmen have been selling all year. There's certain customers that book years in advance. You want to trim the oak trees every 4 to 6 years. And we're limited too with the weather that's going to be, you know, in that time frame. So we do have availability on our calendar. We run 3 crews. You call, we usually get a salesman out the same day, get you signed up, and get you on our schedule.
You got to admit, as a kid climbing a tree, that was a cool thing.
That was awesome.
To this day, I think back, you know, one of those first times you'd kind of shinny up that tree and you'd be up on that upper branch overlooking your yard and your community. You'd be like above the roof. That was
very goal-oriented.
Yeah, man. Exhilarating. Let's go to Lou in Gibsonia. You're on KDK with Carlos McClintock. Of course, Greater Pitt Tree Service in the spotlight this hour. Go ahead, Lou.
Good morning. This is Sue.
Oh, okay. It was Lou on the screen. So, okay, Sue, go ahead.
Well, I have a cold. He probably misunderstood me.
That's okay.
I have a crazy question. There is a maple tree at my church that is the reddest, most beautiful thing I've ever seen. And I'm wondering, how do I, like in the spring or whenever the maple trees send out their little seeds to reproduce, when do I do that? How do I do that? Because this tree is just unbelievable. Is that even a doable thing?
You're asking when to thin out the canopy of the tree?
Well, stop. No. It's not my tree. Mm. It's a tree that is on the property at my church that I would like to get a baby from. I know that sounds ridiculous, but how these trees in the spring, I believe, mm-hmm. have those little helicopters or whatever they do mm-hmm. to reproduce themselves. And I know it depends on the variety of maple that it is when that happens, mm-hmm. but is that something that can even be done? I mean, I don't want to mm-hmm. set up shop underneath this tree for the next year waiting for something to fall that I can plant.
Yeah. That is a crazy question. All I could say on that is give it a shot and see what happens. What's the worst that can happen? So,
well, what would I look for? Just the helicopter, do you know? Or would it be I don't know that they do actual seeds, and I know maples don't do acorns, so do you have any idea what it would be I would look for?
I'm not sure, Sue. I'm sorry.
Okay. That's all right. That's all right. I was on my way home, and I thought, well, you're on the radio. I'm going to give you a try.
Thank you.
No, I appreciate it. So we used to call them whirlybirds.
Yeah.
Some people call them helicopters. Yeah. What exactly are those things?
Those are something that the silver maples kind of, you know, give off. They fly off the tree at certain times of year, and it's kind of neat to see them, you know.
Yeah, man.
It's also kind of a lot of maintenance when they end up in your little postage stamp size yard. So there's a lot of, you know, anything else, there's a lot of trade-off on that.
Let's be honest, how emotional do certain people get when you have to take down a tree? That's like losing a family member.
Yeah, a lot of people, you know, when the tree just gets into a declining state and is ready to fail, which we call a tree when it's about to, you know, will fall, we say it failed. Yeah, a lot, like you were saying earlier, you know, my grandfather planted this. A lot of Pittsburgh people stay in the same house through generations.
Man.
We've been through it with a lot of people. We've had people crying. I've told people, like, go to the movies or go visit your daughter somewhere and come back when we're done, so they don't see, it's like, you know, that process of us hacking into it with chainsaws.
You know, it's funny how visual trees are too. You know, memories when you were a kid, like I told you about climbing that tree out in front of our house, which is no longer there. So I drive by and I see that stump and I think about it more times than not. And my dad back in the day, poplar trees in the 60s were huge.
Yeah.
And he did the whole border of both sides and they all kind of went away. But man, when they were there in bloom, man, they were beautiful. And you look at these trees, how they get beat up during the winter, bent over sideways, branches busted off, and then springtime, man, they come back.
Yeah, very resilient, the majority of the trees in our area. And we've done jobs where we've, you know, people are at work back in the day where people went to work. You know, most everybody works from home now, but we've done jobs, and at the end of the day, the row of pine trees gone or a big tree's gone, and we're waiting for the customer to come by and approve the job or get payment. They'll drive right by their house. They'll pass it right up because, like you said, they're so used to that visual.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know, absolutely special tree. So we talked about oak pruning season, when to trim, why to trim, how to trim, cost to trim. We discussed all that. So Greater Pitt Tree Service, we gave the number out. Let me give it to you again, 412-884-TREE, GreaterPittTreeServicePA.com. You and I, a little give and take, no more time for any calls, lots of calls this hour. Mm-hmm. We'll get them back. You'll be able to do it, but better yet, just give them a call at 412-884-TREE. So what do you want people to know about you, your business, your passion, and the people that work for you, that the people that they will see in their backyard or their front yard doing what you do?
Yeah, our crew takes a lot of pride in it. I have my oldest son who's 32. He's our head climber. I have workers that have been with us 10 years plus. You know, we're entrenched in Pittsburgh. We give back. We do the work free of charge for World War II veterans. We're help the children's hospital, you know, radiothon. We're out there on the back of your kids' Little League shirts. Just a lot of things that I've modeled my company after. It's kind of relationships first, money second. So we want to be out there. All our trucks are wrapped in bright green. We're very visible. We want you to know that we're a part of the community. We love what we do. If you read the reviews on the BetterBusinessBureau.com or on Google, you'll really see what a lot of people say about us from the start to the finish, how we field the call, we get a salesman out there, we give you a good price, sometimes not the cheapest, that's not our goal. Get you scheduled, we show up, you know, we're not that company. Hey, when you guys come in, it's December. Hey, it's January, you guys still come. We give you a scheduled date. We're barring any like bad weather, we are coming to do your job.
What about working with insurance companies and damage and things of that nature? Is that something else you guys help people with?
We're going to need a couple hours for that topic. But yes, we do. We actually, when we get a storm call, we have an article that was written in a magazine from TCIA, which is kind of our governing body, and it's titled Misconceptions of Insurance Damage When You Have a Tree, you know, fall on your house. There's the insurance companies, you know, they have their own objective and protocol, and we have ours, and we try to, you know, marry those two and serve the homeowner as best we can. But it can be a battle sometimes. You know, insurance company's goal is to not cover a claim or pay as little as possible. That's their business model. We're just the opposite. We come out, we go to bat for the homeowner. We let them know why this tree came down and why it's this cost to remove it. And we have a really good working relationship with the major insurance companies.
Well, I got to tell you, we got about a minute left, Carlos. It's been a real joy having you here. And I've been doing this for 30 plus years, these type of shows. You hit the door running and we've got a lot of response from the listeners. And obviously they're passionate about this stuff. So when these leaves fall and they lay on your ground, people talk about mulching those leaves and they're not that bad for the lawn. But a lot of trees that have the leaves at that trunk, is that going to deprive them of the nutrients that they need? Should you really kind of get those leaves that fall from those trees away from the trunk?
It depends what type of tree, but they do hold a lot of moisture, you know, in the ground, which on a mature tree, if it's kind of near the end of its shelf life, you know, you could cause like root rot, keeping that moisture around the root system of the tree. So it's circumstantial on, you know, which trees you want to keep it around, which trees you want to, you know, rake it up as quickly as possible.
All right. Well, I can't thank you enough. And again, Greater Pitt Tree Service, Carlos McClintock. Their website is greaterpitttreeservicepa.com, 412-884-TREE, 412-884-TREE. So you a Steeler fan?
I am. I'm a diehard Pittsburgh fan. Pitt fan, Steeler fan.
Was that not a crushing loss?
That was brutal.
You got a third-string quarterback.
I mean, the kid's from Canada, so you can't. Yeah. Canada's killing our sports culture either. The OC for the Steelers, this kid's from Canada. Like, what happened all of a sudden with Canada?
They were crying for him to be fired at the Ohio State game yesterday, Matt Canada. Listen, again, thanks. Let's do it again, okay?
Yeah, I think we're going to be coming on in January, first and last Sunday, starting in January. We'll keep you posted on that, working out the details. But all the listeners, give us a call. The number's easy, 412-884-TREE. We'd love to come out and take a look at your tree needs.
412-884-TREE, Greater Pitt Tree Service, Carlos McClintock, greaterpitttreeservicepa.com. Thank you.
Thank you.